Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
Oh boy, am I ready for a conversation on, gosh, well, actually, on a lot of things, on love, how to revive romance in your relationship. And so it's interesting because for the past couple nights, I've been listening to Sadhguru, and he has said a phrase over and over again that finally last night I decided to write it down, and I said, tomorrow morning, I'm going to start my day with that phrase. He said, if you want to be a peaceful, loving, and joyful human being, if you want to bring peace, love, and joy, well, then start your day and say, today, wherever I go, I create a peaceful and joyful and loving world. So early this morning, I had a conversation with our guest, Susan Bratton, and the very first thing she said to me, and she well, after we started talking about what's going on in her life, in the world, and what we're going to talk about, and I don't want to say too much because it's so good. And then she said, you know, Filippo, basically, I do all that we're going to talk about, intimacy and relationships and all of that. She's and romance. She says, what I do, my job is to bring joy. And she said it three times, bring joy, bring joy. And then she says, you know, and happiness and hugs, that's my job. And I thought, wow. Yes, the more of us that not only can start our days like that or can help each other do that as part of our jobs, but also to let each other know that that's what we're doing. I tell you, she brought that to me this morning, and I can't wait to share Susan Bratton with all of you. And similarly, the music and the conversation that we got to have with John Prue, it's going to be great. We're excited you're all here, and we're all here. Let's get started with the Life Changes Show right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We are that indeed, the Life Changer Show. I am host Filippo Voltaggio online here on in the at-home edition with Mark Leisure, our producer and co-host.
I can't think of anything the world needs more right now than joy, so I think we should get right to it.
I can't agree more. So love, how to revive romance in your relationship. Our guest is intimacy expert and best-selling author of 34 books and programs, including the Amazon number one bestseller, Sexual Soulmates. I can't wait to find out what that is. The Six Essentials for Connected Sex. Another book, Relationship Magic, another bestseller. 30 Romance Tricks That Work Like Magic. Another one, The Passion Patch, and we can go on and on. Welcome to the show, Susan Bratton.
Hello, sweeties. How are you two today? I loved our conversation earlier about our job being to bring joy. That was so touching. And it was funny, you inspired me to do a little Facebook post today where I had a picture of myself giving a kiss, mwah, and saying, you know, in the times of pandemics and climate change and political strife and all of the things we're going through, I'm lucky to be the one that gives people permission for connection and intimacy. And it does feel so good.
You know, I love it and I feel it. And actually, it's interesting that thank you for going straight there, because that was one of the things that also got me, was giving people permission. And so people come to you, and your books are good at saying, you know, this is the tool, or these are some things that you can think of, you know, but it's the permission thing that's huge. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, I think a lot of people, if you ask them, you know, I naturally attract people who are interested and care about and want to put intention on their intimacy and connection. I always say I'm the person that teaches you how to transform having sex into making love. Mm. And one of the things that I think we really need is restorative sex. We have restorative yoga. And we can have restorative sex. We can have restorative intimacy. And by sex, I don't mean intercourse. That's just one small part of sex. Sex is flirting and kissing and holding hands and having sensual experiences together and rowing your lover in a boat across a lake or going jumping in the waves of the ocean holding hands. That's intimacy and sensuality, and that's such a big part of it. So when people come to me for quote-unquote sex techniques, they are the people who do understand that their sexuality is important to them, and that sexuality is personal growth. It's another part of your personal growth, because not only is sex healthy for you, but it's the gift that can give you a lifetime of pleasure, like the love of friends and family and wonderful home-cooked meals. These are essentials, just like the six essentials for connected sex that I write about in my Sexual Soulmates book. They're so essential for many of us. But a lot of us don't grow up in a home where we saw our partners making love or being together or kissing or holding each other. We don't have good models for lovemaking. Mm. The movies don't show good models. Obviously, pornography is very degrading to women, and so there aren't good models there. So where do you go to find out how to make love? Where is the passionate lovemaking? Where's the heart connection? Where's the kind of lovemaking that does restore you rather than make you feel performance anxiety again by, oh, am I doing it right? Am I going to be able to have an orgasm? Am I going to be able to please him or her? We already have enough fear and anxiety. So that's really what I like to do, is I like to be the mom and dad they never had that told them that sex was good and they can have as much as they want, and here's how to do a really good job.
Okay. You're touching on something that sounds, a lot of these things sound great and important. Communication sounds like it's in there everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I started, this is my second career. I was a very high-powered Silicon Valley CEO. I did very well in life. And the problem was that my husband and I, after a decade of being married, we were physically estranged. And it was me. I didn't want to be close to my husband because, in all honesty, sex wasn't that good for me. Intercourse was not that satisfying for me. And I think, I don't know, have you ever, Filippo, have you ever heard of the orgasm gap?
No.
So that's the difference between how easy it is for the masculine bodied person to achieve orgasmic satisfaction from intercourse and how difficult it is for women. Women struggle to do it. It's actually too easy for men. Many men have trouble lasting long enough, and most women have trouble achieving a climax from intercourse. Yet, in our generally heterosexual monogamous world, intercourse is kind of the gold standard of matrimony and sex. And after a decade of making love to my husband where I wasn't having an orgasm, I didn't want to do it anymore. Mm. And that made him so sad. And he tried and tried, but I just wasn't interested. And I didn't want my marriage to fall apart. And so we said, well, what do we need to do? And we said, well, let's see if we can figure out how to have good sex. And boy, it did not take long. It was so easy to learn how to have good sex that I thought everybody needs to know this. So we started a company teaching passionate lovemaking techniques, pleasuring skills. But then we realized all the pleasuring skills in the world are no good if you can't ask for what you want. And a lot of people don't know what they want. They think they don't know what they want. So I empower people to understand that your body is an instrument that tells you in every moment what it wants if you simply listen to it. It's not even intuitive. It's not even intuition. It's not intuitive. It tells you. And so once I realized that I needed to combine communication skills with lovemaking techniques, then later on I realized, oh, there's a third leg to that stool of sexual satisfaction your whole life long. And that's the ageless sexuality stool, which is that, you know, as we wrinkle, our genitals atrophy, and we could have the best sex life in the world, but we have things like sensation loss. And so I learned about sexual regenerative medicine, treatments that are natural, that help us restore erectile function and vaginal lubrication and the things that our body needs to be able to do to make that sweet love that we want to have. And here I am today, sitting on that three-legged stool, helping people, meeting them wherever they are to figure out what it is that's holding them back from having the intimacy and passion that they crave.
So you're changing, reframing, sex. I'm looking at your three conscious communication techniques and I'm thinking, wow, this is deep. It goes so far because you just said so much, all the way from health to communication to aging. This is so much. So where does one start? Like, what would be the first thing to look at?
It really depends. That's what's interesting. Our sexuality is a vast landscape. And when you just said the three conscious communication techniques, I was like, oh my God, what are they? I've written thousands of articles. You don't have to tell me, Filippo, because I don't remember.
The reframe, word mirrors, and proactive positivism. We don't have to talk about it, but yeah, I mean, people can find your articles and your faith, but that was one of the things that I was grabbing. The whole communication thing is, wow, she breaks this down. And so that's a huge topic right there as well.
Yeah, there's so many huge topics. Often people will come to me when they're lacking something. I can't have an orgasm. Sex is painful. I've been betrayed and I'm afraid to love. Mm. I would like to give my new woman in the most incredible pleasure of her life, a challenge, right? Mm. No performance issues there. So it really depends. Sometimes people just want a specific technique. You know, one of the things I'm doing this summer right now is writing a 15-week orgasm challenge. I call it Come With Me, the 15-week orgasm challenge, because I added up, I sat down one day and I said, there are three kinds of orgasmic pleasure techniques. There are locations on the body that create orgasmic pleasure, and there are orgasmic techniques, such as the expanded orgasm practice that I've had with my husband for 17 out of the 30 years that I've been married. That was the thing that helped me do what I call crossing the gasm chasm, bridging the orgasm gap, finally being able to have intercourse, orgasms from intercourse, because most people don't, they think, oh, I just can't do it. Well, what people don't understand is that sex is a learned skill. You can procreate pretty easily. You can kind of figure out what slot to put the tabs in. But making love takes learning, learning communication techniques, learning pleasuring skills. So I sat down and I looked at all these different things. And then there are also objects such as pleasuring toys and tools and fantasy and fetish and things like that. So I thought, all right, well, how many orgasms can a person have? What are all the different kinds of orgasms a person can have? And I added it up, and there are 20 different kinds of orgasms for male-bodied people and 20 kinds of orgasms for female-bodied people. We are all either born XX or XY chromosome. And gender expression is something that I really support across the spectrum. You can change your gender over time. You can realize you're more oriented toward one thing or another. You can express many types of gender scenarios, if you will, over time. But we're born with a certain set of equipment and it works a certain way. And most people say, no way, there's not 20. There's no way there's 20. Well, there are. And that's where a lot of people come into my world. They want to learn a particular thing and they come in that door of my website, if you will, or they see a video of mine on YouTube or what have you.
There are a ton of videos of you on YouTube.
Oh my gosh, I've done hundreds.
About so many things, hundreds, literally. Wow. Yeah, yes, I was like, I didn't have time to go through like more than a dozen of them, but like, wow, I didn't know, and who knew, and. So like actually at the beginning of the show, I mentioned sexual soulmate because it's the title of your book. What is a sexual soulmate?
Well, I think a sexual soulmate is a person that you over time learn how to have incredible lovemaking with. A lot of people are looking for their soulmate. And one of my dear friends, Arielle Ford, I bet you've had her on
Life Changes. Yes, we have.
I bet you've had her on Life Changes many times. She was
love her. And, yes.
She's such a doll, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like everyone, she's everyone's fairy godmother. I asked her, she called me up and she said, I'm coming out with a book called How to Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate. And I want you to do How to Turn Your Mate into Your Sexual Soulmate. I want you to do the chapter of my book on that. And I thought, okay, how do you turn your mate into your sexual soulmate? And how do you turn a date into your sexual soulmate? Because whenever I think about sexuality, I always think that there are people who are lucky enough to be partnered, and there are people who are happy to be solo. Mm. So I would like everything to be relatable in both situations. And when I wrote that chapter for her book, I really thought about the last... It would have been probably 12 years. I've been doing this for 15 years now. The last dozen years or so, I have answered thousands and thousands and thousands of emails and comments, et cetera, and questions that come in, sliding into my DMs, et cetera. And I've tried a lot of things. Okay, go try this. Oh, that's the problem. Well, try these two things and let me know which one works. I'm kind of a Dear Abby of sex, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And when I... After a dozen years of doing that, I realized that there are some pretty essential things that help people turn a mate or a date into a sexual soulmate, someone that they have this deep heart connection, that the performance anxiety goes away, that they find it to be fulfilling and restorative lovemaking, that it feels very passionate and turned on and abandoned and surrendered to pleasure and multi-orgasmic. And the six essentials for connected sex are things like learning how to be present, because so many of us have sexual shame and we dissociate from our sex. Not there. And you don't want to make love with someone who's not in the room with you mentally. So presence is one. Another is polarity. No matter what your gender expression is, understanding how to have that masculine, feminine magnetism, the yin and the yang, how to create that. Another is what I like to call embodied sexuality. We often will be making love and our hands aren't even moving around on our lover's body. How do you use touch? How do you connect eyes? How do you connect hearts? How do you breathe together? Because sensual sex is sex of the senses. So how do you get all your senses going at one time? How do you spin up all those plates effortlessly in your lovemaking so that your lovemaking is an order of magnitude better because you're touching and you're breathing and you're feeling and you're connecting. You're not just putting tab A into slot B. That's friction, not lovemaking. So that's another one, is embodied sex. And then there's something called the sexual soulmate pact. The sexual soulmate pact is the communication piece. It's how to feel comfortable knowing what you want and asking for it, even if you have no experience at all in sex. How to feel comfortable asking for something that might make you feel a little edgy. How to make requests in the moment that don't make your partner contract or feel like they're doing a bad job or hurting their ego. And that's a very, very important piece. There are some foundations of sexuality. One of them is that arousal begins in relaxation. And another is that if you don't have a comfortable ability to talk about what you want and need in every moment, because in every moment, we're different, especially us female-bodied people being estrogen dominant versus testosterone dominant. You guys are lucky being so steady state. Us women, we're just will-o'-the-wisps. We're all over the map. All the time we're changing because we're on a 28-day cycle even after menopause. So we have to be able to report in from our animal, the animal body that we live in. We are Homo sapien. We live on the same branch of the tree of life as the great apes. We're not sitting down at the base of the tree of life, eating an apple and looking up at the animal kingdom. We are the animal kingdom. And I doubt we're at the top of it. My daughter was swimming with dolphins this afternoon in the ocean. Oh. I think they might be at the top of the animal kingdom. So how do we not take ourselves so seriously and understand that we are changeable creatures, literally creatures? And how do we let go of this need to be perfect and just tune into who we are and what we want and ask our lover for what we need in the moment or even after the moment?
Susan, what about trust?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I was going on a TV show that was a doctor's show. And I sent out an email to my following, and I have a very large following. I'm very fortunate. And I think that's what allowed me to get so darn good at all this and understand what people really need and want for so many years. And I sent out an email and I said, tell me what's holding you back from having the kind of lovemaking that you want. And the only thing that isn't on the table is I don't have a partner, because that's not what I'm trying to solve for. I'm trying to solve for, or what are all the other reasons you're not getting what you want? And I won't be able to answer all of you, but I'm going to read all of your responses. And I saw those emails ticking in, hundreds of them, with reasons why they weren't having what they wanted. And I went to bed, and I like to do that ask yourself for the answer while you sleep. I think some people call it lucid dreaming. I just call it ask my brain for the answer while I sleep. And how do I help every single person? Because I could see every email that comes in. Oh, I could fix that. 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 But I don't have time to fix them all because I'm not a therapist. I'm a publisher of passionate lovemaking techniques. And I realized that notion of teach a man to fish rather than feed them that what I needed to do was come up with a technique that helped people understand how to go from where they were to where they wanted to be. I called it the magic pill method. And the magic pill method is make a list of the things that you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. Because what I realized is that almost everything is a health issue, except for 20% of issues that are betrayal. About 20% of people got burned, their hearts were broken, they were betrayed, and they can't get over it. And it holds them back from having the love they want. And the other 80% had health issues, whether they're emotional or physical. I think that's all health. There's no difference between depression and anxiety or cancer and, you know, any other heart disease or any other problems that you have. So I said, all right, well, let me help you fix the problem yourself, and gave people a little strategy for thinking about what they still could do. Because a lot of people end up getting hurt and they can't get over it, or they physically or emotionally hurt and they're wounded. So how do I help them make a list of the things that still work for them, that they still could do? And a lot of times people think about sex in a very binary way, black and white. Sex is intercourse and that's it. If we're not having intercourse, and then they stop touching and they stop flirting and they stop holding hands and they stop giving each other massages because we wouldn't want to start something that I can't finish. In reality, intercourse is just a small part of lovemaking, though I do believe a very important part of lovemaking in heterosexual monogamous relationships.
Well, Susan, one of the things that actually, when we come back, if we could start with this, we have a short time together when we come back. You've already said so much. I want to let people know how they can reach you and find you. Well, you're all over. We already mentioned all over YouTube. I think on YouTube it's Better Lover. Is that correct? On Twitter and on Instagram, it's Susan Bratton, and that's S-U-S-A-N-B-R-A-T-T-O-N. And that's actually her website also, susanbratton.com. And then she also has the 20store.com, betterlover.com. I mean, really, she is out there in more ways than one. Good on you, and thank you. And this is the thing that I'd like to really address when we come back. One of the things that I'm hearing, I heard this morning when we talked, I've seen in a little bit in your books and in the videos, is you are comfortable having this conversation. Mm-hmm. And so my thought is how a different this conversation would be with you and people that come to you if they were comfortable knowing that they are sexual beings and that we could have this conversation. And I'm not shy about this. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. I know you know what I'm talking about. So I look forward to your answer when we come back. So more with intimacy expert Susan Bratton. When we come back in our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy segment. And a little later on, live music with our musical guest, John Prue, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Boltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
So we're back. I'm Filippo, and I'm sure you've been just on the edge of your seats as we're listening to Susan Bratton, intimacy expert. And we're talking about so many things, and so much of what she has said are in her books and in her writings and on videos. We are also addressing a particular book. Susan, this is the book that just came out, Sexual Soulmate?
It might be my most recent book. I know you said 34 books and programs. That's what's in my bio, but I think I've made 100 sex techniques. I mean, I'm prolific.
Well, good on you. Good on you. So that's one of them. I'll just mention a couple again. So that was Sexual Soulmates, the 6 Essentials for Connected Sex. Two that I didn't mention, I can mention now, Rewriting Your Libido Story and Hot to Trot. You know, some people might expect, on the Life Changes Show that we wouldn't have this conversation. As a matter of fact, we really haven't, and not because we don't want to have it. Can't think of anything that's more life-changing than sex, but having it with the right person. And you came along and boom, here we are. So the comfortableness factor, how are people uncomfortable talking about this? I mean, I know the answer to that, but how do you deal with that?
The way that I deal with it is that I believe that people are much more mature than we give them credit for.
Okay.
And when you speak, I like to say the truth. I like to be the courageous one that broaches the subjects. I like to talk about sex in a way that makes people realize that it actually isn't as hard as it sounds. And it's never really good to withhold or walk on eggshells or omit things. And that's why I think that the more that you can just say what you need, say what it is for you, your experience, use I statements. I'm sure you've talked about I statements on episodes before. Mm-hmm. Keeping to your own experiences rather than projecting your experiences on others. Generally, people step right up and they're actually really relieved to have conversations about their sexuality. Yes. It's very cathartic for people. People feel very lonely in their sexuality. They feel unaddressed. So I would encourage anyone and everyone who is doing withholding or walking on eggshells to just start having the conversations, because it does make you feel so much better when you just say what you need to say. And sure, every once in a while, they'll get their feelings hurt, or they'll feel like they did a bad job. And you have to say, no, you didn't do a bad job. I like you, go through life with the perspective that everyone is doing the absolute best that they can do in every moment. Mm. And when you bring that level of compassion to a conversation about sexuality, then it's not a blame game. It's an opening to more. And isn't that what your whole show is about? An opening to more?
An opening to more. I like that. That covers so much ground. So, you know, when we were talking earlier and I said, well, you know, Susan, do you ever get anybody saying, look at you, Susan, of course you don't have it. You know, you didn't have, of course you did share that you started to, or had some issues, obviously, that needed to be addressed. But people would say, you know, look at you, look so good, and you look happy, and you got a great body, and you're beautiful, and so, and successful. So of course, you're confident, and that leads to so much of what you're talking about, right?
Well, I don't think you have to be beautiful to have great sex. I don't think you have to be confident to have great sex. I think you can just be who you are and willing to be vulnerable and to let go of your body image issues and to live more deeply into sense and heart connection, and that intimacy and lovemaking are available to anyone, anywhere. You don't have to be a pretty Instagram girl, though I like to do that too. It's a personal self-expression. My beauty is something that I cultivate because it brings me joy to bring others joy.
Thank you for saying that. That's what you said to me this morning.
Did it. And also, there's a lot of really good photo filters.
Yes, you said that too.
I do what I can do, and I erase the rest with photo filters.
And that's part of the play, playing with it, right? And actually, that brings me to one of my last questions here is how much is bringing it back to fun and play, right?
Yes. Yeah. Fantasy, role play, sexy dancing, titillating sex toys, dirty talk. I wrote a book, one of the books I wrote.
And one of the videos I watched, by the way. Yes.
Is dirty talk. How to talk dirty. I don't like the word dirty talk because I don't think all of that. I think sensual talk, pillow talk, bedroom talk, teaching people how to worship each other verbally, teaching people how to verbally adore and appreciate. Those are, you are so beautiful to me. You are so sexy to me. I love the way you make me feel. Your touch is incredible. I feel so close to you. I mean, there's so many ways that you can do sexy talk with each other that are just really fun. Giving people the ideas, that's really what I do, is I just give people lots of great ideas. And they're like, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that too. That sounds fun. I'll get that and try that.
Well, you, so I perused so many of your articles, and in one of them, you talk about 5 romantic dates you can do in Los Angeles for under $20. So again, giving people ideas, and that it doesn't have to be this expensive thing or this elaborate thing, or it doesn't have to be, like you said, a hard thing. What is, you've given so much, and actually, let me just remind everybody that they could go to betterlover.com. They could go to Susan Bratton, BRATTON.com. Of course, there are so many products available at the 20 store. By the way, that's the number, the spelled out 20store.com. And then, of course, Susan Bratton, Instagram, Twitter, and then YouTube. Gosh, like I said, there's so much there. Better Lover on YouTube. But Susan, what's like the one thing before they go to bed tonight? Maybe they use the technique that you use as well, like ask a question, or what can they do tonight after hearing the show to say, that's the direction I want to go, what Susan's talking about?
I think it would be, what is it that you want out of your sexuality? How do you want your sexuality to nurture you? Would you like to do more sensual massage? Would you like to have a yoni or a lingam massage? Yoni is the tantric lovemaking word for female genitals. Lingam is the tantric lovemaking word for male genitals. What can I do to slow down, drop in, connect my heart, and find a restorative experience with my sexuality? How can my sexuality buoy me up? How can my sexuality ground me to Gaia, to the root of the earth? Mm. How can my sexuality become a conjoined trance of orgasmic meditation that connects me to all living things? These are noble pursuits. Sex isn't dirty. It's healthy for you. You can have it till the day you die, because sex isn't just intercourse. It is so all-encompassing. And I guess what I would say is go inside yourself and spend a minute just really thinking about where you feel the need and desire for more, and what does that look like? And if you don't know, that's okay too. But if you feel like, I would like to slow down and have more kissing, I'd like my lover to hold me in a soulmate embrace, I'd like to have hot, dirty sex. Whatever that is, how can you take the next steps toward having that? Because it is not only a possibility for you at every and any age, but it is also that everything that you need to have that done, you don't even need Susan Bratton. It's all within you. All you need is within you, because you don't need your sexuality to be defined externally. You know what you want if you just trust yourself and you're willing to ask for it or give it to yourself in pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you,
Susan Bratton. We needed Susan Bratton today for sure. Mm-hmm. Susan Bratton, BRATTON.com. Thank you for bringing what you have to the show and to the world. And I learned you live in San Diego, so I know we're going to get to meet someday soon.
Yay! That sounds so good. Let's go for a swim with some dolphins.
So all the best to you. Thank you so much. Once again, SusanBratton.com. Look her up and learn more. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Annette from Bakersfield, and I am missing you very much. Your Energetic Alchemy Reiki Mastery course has helped us all heal so many things going on in our lives and in our bodies. I am seeing more and more people with healthy and spiritual challenges and would like to send them to your workshop, so please let me know when you will be doing one again. Dorothy, I'm feeling some challenges physically right now and welcome your advice. I'm having tiny nosebleeds and I see lightning-like flashes with my eyes open and closed. I feel okay except for that and for the fact that my muscles ache. Do you have any solutions for me?
Dear Annette, it is good to hear from you. And I so look forward to seeing you healthy and happy at my next workshop. In the meantime, to be on the safe side, please see your doctor as soon as possible to make sure you are not suffering from a serious problem. Since I'm not a healthcare professional and therefore cannot give medical advice, all I can do is tell you what worked for me when I had a similar situation. There were a few times in my past where I had nosebleeds and saw flashes of light, like you were describing. I saw a doctor and he said I was dehydrated. As soon as I rehydrated my body, the symptoms disappeared. I intuit that with you living in Bakersfield, with little humidity and high temperatures, you might become dehydrated easily if you're not drinking at least 12 8-ounce glasses of water a day. I remember that you really didn't like drinking water, and we talked about it and how important it is for you to do so. It's important for all of us. Staying hydrated is truly one of the best things you can do for your health. I encourage you to research the best steps for staying hydrated and would like for you to begin right now by drinking more water. Some resources suggest electrolytes could also help. So please do your research on the best ways to hydrate and let me know what your doctor says. And thanks for asking about my course. I will certainly inform you of the next date as I love doing the weekends and have missed them very much.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, John Prue, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention.
It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audiovisual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo. The jazz scene is abuzz about singer, pianist, composer, and recording artist who is our guest. So Life Changes Show is abuzz right now because we've got John Prue on the show. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me, Filippo.
What a pleasure, actually, to have you. And I was thinking also that we didn't talk about it, but music is such an important part of romance and relationships, or can be, I think should be, and
yeah.
Like yours.
No, thank you. Definitely. Yeah, music has a way of really connecting with people. And I know at performances, especially if I'm playing ballads, you know, I'll look out and see people cuddling and that sort of thing. And it's nice that your music is having that kind of effect on people.
Nice. Agreed. Well, you were born into music.
Yeah, I came from a musical family. I grew up in Michigan, and my family were all in music. My parents were folk singers and played guitar and sang. And then my grandfather played jazz guitar, and that's how I got into jazz. He played a lot of Nat King Cole recordings around the house, and so I got into that kind of music, standards. And there would be jam sessions at our house growing up, so my family would, you know, have extended family over, and there'd be these big jam sessions where everyone would just be jamming and having fun. It was great.
You know, so I have to ask, in some families like mine, no, you can't grow up and be a musician. Did you have to grow up and be a musician? Like, would your parents have like, oh no, he didn't want to be a musician?
No, not at all. I mean, my parents, even though they were musicians early on, they also had, you know, what you call like a real job. I guess they both were, you know, my mom was a teacher and my dad is an engineer. And so they've always had music as something they did on the side, but it's always been a passion of theirs. And they've always encouraged us to, you know, do whatever we enjoy doing. And I really love music. So I decided to go for it as a career.
Well, you didn't just go for it. I mean, well, you went for it, and music and the business loves you. You and all these great people you work with.
Yeah.
Melissa Manchester. I mean, not just work with her. You write with her. You tour with her.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on, but you tell me.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure. I mean, I think moving to LA was really a way that I was able to meet a lot of these wonderful artists. You know, I mean, it's like here in New York are kind of the big meccas of jazz and music in general. And so, yeah, I was really blessed to be here and to you know, play with Natalie Cole and Melissa Manchester and Ann Hampton Callaway, all these people that are just wonderful artists. And having those experiences were just, you know, something that I couldn't have done had I not moved to a bigger city. So it's really been location for me.
Well, and then you moved back to continue more music and more studies. Well, why did you feel you had to, like, maybe you didn't have to, but why did you want the continued degree in music? I'm curious.
Yeah, well, you know, I was doing a lot of teaching besides performing. You know, a lot of artists have to wear many hats in music, right? So performing, writing, arranging, teaching, and I was doing more teaching recently But, you know, in order to have the credentials, you know, it's good to have like a master's degree in music, even though I have other credentials in performing. You know, I work at a couple universities right now, and that's one thing that, you know, at the academic level, they really value are those higher ed degrees. So, yeah, I went back to school and got my master's degree back in Michigan a couple years ago from Western Michigan University, and got a degree in jazz vocal performance. So as an adult with two kids and a family and everything, there I am getting my master's degree. So it's never too late.
Good on you. Good on you.
Thank you.
Well, let's hear that award-winning jazz vocal performance. You're going to sing for us. How would you describe Before You Know It?
So this is a song that I wrote I did a tribute to Chet Baker for my second album. It's called Baker's Dozen. And I needed a song, or I wanted to do a song that was an original composition in addition to all the songs that Chet Baker recorded. You know, Chet did a lot of standards, but I wanted to write in a style that was like those great songs that Chet recorded, you know, by the wonderful composers, Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn, and, you know, Rodgers and Hart, and all those great composers, Cole Porter. So it's in that style.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have it be a song where people would listen to it and say, oh, I think I've heard that song before. I like that, sounds like a standard. And that was kind of the intent with writing the song. And the I often collaborate with lyricists. I don't write lyrics myself, unfortunately, but I love to write the music and team up with different lyricists. So for this particular song, there's a wonderful lyricist. His name is K. Lawrence Dunham, and he wrote these very positive lyrics to this song called Before You Know It.
And I love how you you changed what you were going to do based on our guest, Susan Bratton, on the show. So this is great. We get to hear John Prue performing live, actually, at the keyboards and singing his song, Before You Know It.
All right, here we go. When you're having a gloomy day, here's the answer to shoo the blues away. You sing a swinging tune, then you'll be smiling soon. Before you know it, you'll start laughing out loud. If the weather looks gray ahead, and you're thinking you should have stayed in bed, you find a happy song, and tap your foot along. Before you know it, you'll be out in the sunshine, carefree, having a great time, just like me, chasing the blues away. Answer to shoo the blues away. You sing a swinging tune, then you'll be smiling soon. Before you know it, you'll start laughing out loud. If the weather looks gray ahead, and you're thinking you should have stayed in bed, you find a happy song, and tap your foot along. Before you know it, you'll be out in the sunshine, carefree, having a great time, just like me, shooing the blues. You'll be through with the blues, losing the blues, chasing the blues away.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, it sounds like a fun song to sing, or it feels like. I can
feel it. It's very upbeat, really fun, swinging kind of tune. I love to do it.
I got to tell people, John Prue, and his last name is spelled Proulx. And that's important because his website is johnprue.com, Proulx.
Yeah, it's a French-Canadian last name, so there's a bunch of extra letters at the end that no one pronounces.
they probably don't think it's extra, but here's an easier one, artistshare.com, because he does teach. He teaches singing and piano, right, and jazz.
Yeah, Artist Share is the record label I did my last CD on called Say It. So you can go there to look at that album. But jazzvoice.com is a great website that a vocalist named Alexis Cole started at the start of the pandemic for teachers and students to get together in an online format and continue to sing and make music together. So it's great. So yeah, if anyone's interested in a private lesson in either jazz voice or jazz piano, there's also workshops available. You can go to the website and sign up for a class.
Excellent. I have to give a shout out to one of my dear friends, Peter Yandua Hudson, who saw you performing live and said, "Do you know this person?" And I'm surprised I don't know you. I'm so glad that that he shared you with us. So not only do we know you, but more people can get to know you. And you're also in Los Angeles. So
I am. Yeah.
Look forward to hearing you live and getting to meet you in person someday as well.
That'd be great.
We get to hear more Love For You. Tell us about that.
Same lyricist. Yeah. It's a song called My Love For You. It's a song, speaking of relationships and everything, it was written for my wedding many, many years ago. 2003. So,
Did you sing it or did somebody sing it at the wedding?
No. So what was interesting is that it was actually an original instrumental song first. There were no lyrics for it. When it was performed at the wedding, a friend of mine played flugelhorn on it, and it's just a beautiful melody. And I think it was called Our First Dance or something like that. It had a different title. But when I moved to L.A. and showed it to this lyricist, and I mentioned the story of it being performed at the wedding, he wrote this beautiful lyric of My Love For You, and I really love to sing this. It's a beautiful love song, and I hope the listeners enjoy it too.
Thank you.
My love for you is like a melody that fills my heart and bids me sing a joyous song. My love for you chimes deep inside of me. That's how I know I'll be with you my whole life long. And as the years go by, each day I'll try to show my love will never die. My love for you shines brighter than the sun. You are the only one who makes my song ring true. Now I can sing my love for you. Brighter than the sun, you through each day I live. My heart I'll give, and ever sing my love for you.
Wow. Wow. I can't imagine. I mean, how perfect was this for a show titled Love, How to Revive Romance in Your Relationship? John Prue, my love for you. Just
thank you. Thank you, Felipe.
What a perfect, perfect way to end the show. I want to let everybody know that these songs are out on two different albums. One of them is Moon and Sand, right?
Yeah, this one came from Moon and Sand, and the other one came from Baker's Dozen.
Baker's Dozen, right. And
yeah.
Music is available at iTunes and Amazon and Spotify. Of course, you could find John Prue at his website. So John, JohnProulx.com. And you could study directly with John online at the moment, jazzvoice.com. John, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Filippo. It's been great.
And when you do something local, please let us know so we can share it and maybe get to see you as well. Or do you have something planned yet?
Yeah, so I've been doing some regular gigs at, there's a place called the Langham Hotel in Pasadena, a beautiful hotel. So I'm there pretty regularly. I'll be there this coming Saturday night, the 7th. And it's in the tap room from 7 to 10. So I'm there playing and singing on their beautiful they have a Steinway B piano, so it's a great environment, and you can come and just have a drink or some food. It's really a lovely place.
Oh, and it sounds romantic.
It is. I'll do all these love songs for you.
Wonderful. All right. Well, with that, a big thank you again to you, John. John Prue, Proulx, and a big thank you to our guest, Susan Bratton. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.